Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Our text is taken from the second half of our scripture reading this morning, beginning with these words. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that have nothing more that they can do, but I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who after he has killed has authority to cast into hell. I tell you, fear him. We live in a world that can be a very scary and violent place to live. There are many dangers that exist out there simply because of violent and aggressive people. In some parts of the world, the violence of terrorism is constant and continual. In places like Iraq and Afghanistan, car bombs, suicide bombers, and roadside bombings are all too frequent as terrorists commit brutal acts of murder to strike fear into the hearts of others. But yet the threat of terrorism is not the only type of danger caused by violent individuals. Here in the United States, we may not have as many acts of political or religious terrorism as they do elsewhere, but yet we still face other threats due to random acts of violence, often caused by mentally or emotionally disturbed individuals. And some experts say that over the last 30 years, there have been over 70 incidents of mass shootings here in the United States, often occurring in public places. And these random shootings have taken place in a variety of public places that one would ordinarily think would be a safe place to be. There have been shootings in places like a shopping mall, a restaurant, a movie theater, numerous places of work, a military base, a college campus, a high school, and even a grade school. And one recent mass shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, actually took place inside a church building. And so it seems that there is no completely safe place here on earth exempt from the threat of death at the hands of violent individuals. But in today's scripture lesson, Jesus tells his disciples not to fear those who kill the body. And these words of Jesus were spoken with the thought of future persecution in mind. Jesus was telling his disciples that they would need to be faithful to him even when others would threaten them with death on account of their faith in him. As the followers of Christ would go out into the world and publicly confess the name of Jesus, they would often find themselves facing opposition from the sinful world, even to the point where their lives would be endangered. But yet those who would persecute them could only kill the body in this life. Their enemies could not harm the soul in the life to come. Only God himself has the power to give eternal life or eternal death. Man has no power over another person in the life beyond the grave. God is the final judge of our eternal destiny, not any human being here on this earth. Therefore, as Luther wrote in the Small Catechism, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. For only the Lord has the authority over both our body and soul, to welcome us into heaven or to cast someone into hell. But yet this morning's scripture lesson does have an encouraging message for us, even in the midst of the threat of death. Jesus also goes on to say, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows." Even though others may not have much value for our earthly lives as they persecute us or even try to kill us, quite the opposite is true with our Heavenly Father. God our Father loves and cares for each one of us. If the Lord, who made all the earthly creatures, watches out for the sparrows, which were worth only a few pennies back in Jesus' day, how much more will our Heavenly Father watch over and care for all of us. We who were once created in the image of God are precious in His sight. As Jesus says, even the hairs of our head are all numbered. Certainly, we are worth more to the Lord than many sparrows. If God cares for and protects the birds of the air, how much more will He care for and protect us who call upon His name? But yet the greatest evidence of God's love for the entire human race is not just found in the birds of the air, nor in some other type of animal, but rather it is found in the person of Jesus Christ our Lord. The fact that God sent His only begotten Son into this world as a human being, who was born of a woman, who lived on this earth, who ate the same food and drank the same water and breathed the same air as we do, this fact should remind us that God wants to be in a close relationship with all of us. God loves us and wants us to be His own dear sons and daughters. And because Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, became a man and lived and died on the cross for us, we now have eternal life in His name. Christ is the one sent from the Heavenly Father to redeem us from the curse of sin and death so that now we may have new life with God. And the way that Christ won salvation for us was by doing for us exactly what He taught in our scripture lesson this morning. Christ did not fear those who had the power to take His earthly life, but rather He placed Himself under the will of His Heavenly Father, and He allowed Himself to be condemned to death on the cross for us. You remember when Jesus was on trial before the Sanhedrin, He did not deny the truth before His enemies, but rather He freely confessed that He was indeed the Son of God. And for confessing this truth about Himself, Christ was condemned to death for blasphemy. Jesus was not afraid to face death, even death on the cross, in order to accomplish salvation for us by taking upon Himself the punishment that we truly deserve. Christ willingly gave over His body into suffering and death so that we may not have to face the wrath of a holy God, a God who has power and authority to cast us into hell for our sins. But instead, Jesus suffered the anguish of hell for us upon that cross so that we may have eternal life with God the Father in heaven someday. God's love is clearly shown when He sent Jesus, who became a man, to eternally save all of mankind. And now that Christ has been raised from the dead, His life is the source of our life with God. Because Jesus lives even though He died, we too shall live even though we die. Because of Christ's resurrection from the dead, we don't have to fear death anymore, even death at the hands of violent men. Even if we face persecution or deadly threats or terrorism or the possibility of random acts committed of violence in public places, we who are baptized into Christ Jesus, we have the hope and the assurance of eternal life through Christ our living Lord. His resurrection shows us God's power over death and guarantees eternal life for all who believe and are baptized into His name. As the Apostle Paul once wrote in the book of Romans, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God, neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Therefore, let us faithfully and gladly confess the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, even in the face of danger and persecution. For the one who gives us life and salvation is also the same one who gives us strength and the Holy Spirit to confess His holy name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.